America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show, hour number three already. All right. Speaking of Stairway to Heaven, we're going to Trout Heaven with Captain Cliff Webb. Cliff, what's up in Corpus, man?
Man, I got the rod in the truck and the box of lures. I'm ready to hit the beach. I've just been smoking them on the beach, man.
Time to rock and roll.
I had a good day yesterday. Yeah, it's that this beach has been so hit and miss. You know, one day it's windy, choppy, full of skipjack, full of jacks. The next day it's full of trout, snook, and tarpon. So it's just a roller coaster ride. So, but it's good. I had some good bay fishing early in the week, Mick. I had one thing that happened I knew it was going to happen sooner or later, and we've had a shad kill. You know, those pogies are dying off in the shallows here.
Oxygen depletion. They're their own worst enemy. They just pile up big old huge herds like that, and they just suck all the oxygen out of the water, and they just kill each other off.
Yeah, it's I was fishing this place, and so I got these guys for 2 days, Monday and Tuesday, and it was really going to be hot. You know, it was going to be over 100 degrees, and so they wanted two of them. One of them was a very experienced fisherman, fished with fly for 40 years, and he brought two of the son-in-laws that they just starting out. You know, just trying to learn to fish, and.
Sure.
So I said, man, as hot as it is, we're going to pile out in the water and wait because we can stay out there a lot longer if we're wet in that water. And so I pull way back in the bathroom where I've been catching them, and the fish been slicking back in there, and it's been really easy. I said, man, we're getting those slicking fish, and these guys they'll get lots of bites and you know, have a good time. I pull up there, and there are pelicans everywhere diving. You know, it's right at daylight. And I look down, and there's shad. There's dead shad everywhere. You know, I go, oh, man. And so... Well. We kind of stuck around the shoreline there and caught a few nice fish, but this wasn't like I expected, you know, just, so I said, man, we got to get to some deeper water with a little current in it, you know? So, we hooked it up and piled out another 20 miles south and got way down south. And Tuesday was a whole lot better. You know, we got in that current again and, a lot of fish. The only difference is when you were here, Mickey, was a lot more big fish when you're here. And right now, a 26 is big. You know, I'm not catching some of those really big fish the guys are catching, you know, wading down shorelines and points and stuff. But we're catching lots of the 19 to 25-inch fish, which is good on topwater. And, you know, probably caught 40 or 50 of them. So the bite was good. It just, by 11, 12 o'clock, my guys are really heating up, you know. And so we're just having to get out of there. But, you know, considering it's August, star trout fishing is pretty good, actually.
Sure. Yeah, it is.
You know, for down here.
I remember one year we had an August tournament down there in that series I was fishing, and man, it was great fishing. I couldn't believe it. I'm thinking, man, it's going to be slow. And I went down there the weekend before and pre-fished for 2 days, and I said, man, we're going to nuke them. And we did.
Yeah.
There were some beautiful fish caught in that tournament that weekend, but it, hey, you never know. One year is different than the other.
No,
you know,
different.
Look at last August, how hot it was and everything.
No, it was.
Kind of when your fish left town on you.
Yeah, something like 30 days over 100 degrees or something ridiculous. And
it was.
Had a lot less days. But, you know, our water temperature and some of the back of Alazon and stuff is right 92, 94, which is really hot. You know, so it's just going to change things a little bit. But really, for August, we're doing good.
You still catching big males, big male trout?
Yes. Tons of them.
We are up here, too. Everybody's starting to pop these big males. Tommy Alexander had one yesterday that was 26 inches.
Oh, and that's a
man,
big
that's,
one. Yeah.
That's an old fish. That's for a male.
That's a very old fish.
Very
old. Yeah, that's
and
a super.
Hillman had some 22-inchers yesterday that were males.
We're seeing some of those 22s, those big old giant grunting males, just huge, skinny, and big old tails, and they'll jerk the rod out of your hand, too.
Just
they smoke
the
top water. They'll just rip the rod out of your hand. I love it. They do, man.
I think Gilman caught a couple of those big ones on a crankbait yesterday. So.
Uh-huh. Yeah. It's stupid how the top water bite is. And then we go to a Little John or Laguna Shrimp's been smoking for side casts. And there's a bunch of redfish. And if you want redfish, you can side cast them. And they're eating that Little John up. Man, I'm throwing the little purple demon, and they're sitting on sand, and so I throw it 2 or 3 feet from them and flip it, and I'll run over and just smoke it, you know. But, you know, what's happening is so we get through trout fishing, the trout bite's been going on until probably 10:30, 11 o'clock, and everybody's heating up, and everybody wants to stop on the way in to get redfish. Well, about halfway back, I look, everybody's asleep in the boat. They're all exhausted. And I pull over the redfish spot, and everybody's nodded out. I go, okay, let's go on in. We're hot, you know. So a couple of days I've hit redfish. But, you know, you get after 12 o'clock or so down here, no wind, it gets hot. Man.
Yeah, it does. It gets putrid, doesn't it? You can just cut
with
a pair of scissors.
Yes. But the surf fishing is just stupid. Yesterday I got into them big time. But what's happened on my surf fishing, Mickey, I'm having to go to deeper guts, having to move farther south because what's happened, all that water around Packery stuff, that bay water is coming out on a low tide and dumping in the surf and making it really hot around those rocks. And, you know, you either catch and run on the rocks on the tip or you get away from those rocks 4 or 5 miles where you got more of a Gulf flow.
Got a cooler current, sure.
God, I got into it yesterday. It was just stupid. I could not make a cast without catching a big trout. The only trouble is the only thing they're hitting is super small topwaters. I mean, I'm throwing that little bitty 2-inch super spook, little bitty one, and I'm changing the hooks out on it, trying to get a little bit bigger hook. But you throw a bigger one out there, they'll blow it, but it's too much of a profile. And skipjack, giant skipjack as long as your leg and right in the middle of them. And so you catch a couple skipjacks, you got to kind of wait till that school goes by and then throw out there, you'll catch a big trout. But it's my biggest one yesterday was about 26 inches. And then I got him in and took him off and then retied the leader because I can't believe it didn't break. I caught a skipjack and didn't retie. And I can't believe I landed that trout. So I cut the leader, walked back out, threw out there and hooked something, got off, and hooked another 24-incher right after that. So it was pretty good, a good bite.
Sure. Pretty
good bite. But today I got some of my friends down, and we're going to go down, you know, a little farther than we normally fish. And I got Barry and Wyatt and Greg and all that, some good fishermen, you know. And then Wyatt Foster lives next door to me. He's going to fish today and to surf with us, so it's going to be a good group.
Well, that'll be fun.
It's just a bunch of guys.
Wyatt, but I've heard a lot of good things about him. He's a good young man.
Yes, he is. He reminds me of Chase and Colt Blackwell. They're super – super good fishermen, but yet gentlemen, and they're the class of guys that just going to do very well. They got a lot of talent, and they don't
upcomers, baby.
You know, they are the newest upcoming thing. There's always a wave every year. I watch these waves come up, you know, and so it's so funny. So the 35 and 40-year-old waves kind of bummed out that the 20-year-old waves are taking over now. But
they're coming
every year, you know. They're coming,
well,
Bubba.
Hope they talk nice about us after we're dead.
I know it, Bubba. Well, just think of all the waves we're getting. I'm getting washed over now. I'm way out there now. I'm old. You know, I'm out there now.
You know, like we talked about the old-timers, you know, after they died. I mean, we've seen some good ones come through the system, brother.
Oh, that's nuts, isn't it? Golly, I think about all those old guys I got to fish with. I was blessed to get to fish with them, man.
So much for that saying, old fishermen never die. They just smell that way.
No, I can't. It's a good thing.
You know, they just smell like that.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I was grabbing those trout yesterday, and they were just wild as they could be, you know. And the second wave, I forgot
hard
my buzzer
bodies,
grip. Hard
bodies, man. They're real firm.
Yeah.
They're so awesome.
And I'm trying not to, you know, grab them so they don't run into me and hit that topwater in my leg or something. They're just jumping all over the place,
exactly.
You know.
Exactly.
So, you got to watch them, man. You got to watch them.
Hey, hooking them big ladyfish like that, them big skippies, man.
They're three foot long.
That's a psycho on steroids right there when they get up by you. Boy, I hate them things.
You start working, you see them behind just blowing up on you. You can just see them charging. You just got to get it out of there, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And then when you reel it in, they just come all around your feet. You know, they're chasing them in. There's just tons of little anchovy and glass minnows and pogies around, so you steal them all darting around your feet. The scary thing is I had something wake me pretty good right at daylight yesterday where I come by and I just feel that big old whoosh around my leg. So I step back another couple of feet. I'm only in like knee-deep water. I don't know what it was. I don't want to think what it was. I'm hoping it wasn't, but anyway.
That's a bad thing about, you know, that's what always used to make me nervous, wading at nighttime. You can't see them good, and you know what it is.
I don't think I'd wait at nighttime in your area, Mickey. As many sharks you guys got.
Well, we've done it before, but you know, it's the same old thing. You might catch a few during the night and might have a chance at getting, you know, a really big fish. But as soon as that sun starts to come up, those fish just light off. They go crazy.
They That's what happened yesterday. Then as soon as it got up too high, they shut down. It was like a window there about an hour, and when the sun got up enough and everybody around me were throwing bigger plugs and not getting them, I was throwing that little bitty one that were smoking it. Just the deal is to try to get a bigger hook on it that won't affect the action of the lure and still hold the meat and, you know, get a bite of meat in those fish. You know, that was the hardest deal, but I'm getting it. But boy, they hit that little one. They smoke it. God almighty.
Man.
It's amazing.
So
we'll see if they're still there today. There's some tarpon being caught. I'm home. My buddies are catching tarpon just, you know, about 10 or 15 miles around the Jays. Everybody's seeing school the tarpon and hooking them and catching them. So I'm sure you're seeing lots of tarpon pictures. I sure am.
Yes, yes. Tis the season. It's August. Yeah. It's tarpon time.
I know it.
August
and
September,
it.
Early October. It's a, maybe we'll get a new state record this year.
Oh, cool. My God. I got to fish with Fred and Raymond and their kids last Friday, then they went to fish with Brian on Saturday. And, man, they had some great fish Saturday with Brian. They sent me a picture. They caught three ling over 50 pounds. Looked like they were 50-pounders. And then topped it off with a 150-pound tarpon. I said, you know, you had a good day, boys. They had a lot of young men. They had a lot of young arms on that boat, thank God. They had, you know, Freddie Jr. and Wes and all those – and Nick, all those young guys, you know.
Animals, man.
Yeah, I think Fred and Raymond went in the other boat. Luis's boat went red fishing, but they put the A-team out there on those tarpies and lings. So.
All right. Hey, hold on, Cliff. Let me knock this break out, and I'll come right back at you, brother. Hang with me. All right. Well, I need to take a moment to tell everybody about Boyd's One Stop. They're the home of the supercharged, super slimy powerhouse croakers located right at the base of the Texas City Dyke, 227 Dyke Road. And, folks, if you're looking for quality live bait for your next fishing trip, look no farther than Boyd's. From their tanks to your live well, that bait's as good as it can possibly be. And there's no better way to live your bait or your tournament fish than with their oxygen response system. Check them out firsthand at the store. They have them on display, all their different size bottles for rigging your boat out, whatever size you need, plus all their regulators, diffusers. And if you need more info, you can call Jason Cogburn at 281-701-8107. And when you buy their store, check out all their wild-caught Gulf seafood. They have it on display there. Pick out what you want, whether you're looking for the big 9, 12s, 15, 18 count, whatever you want, they have it. Great availability and great price. And check out their Cajun Grill next door. They put out some really good food there for a great price also. Call them at 409-945-4001 or go to boydsonestop.com. And when you do, please tell them Captain Mickey sent you.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. All right, it's 620 here in the Bayou City. All right, Cliff, we're back.
All right, buddy. I'm on in the truck rolling right now, buddy. I'm headed down there. And I got reception. I'm going to try to get there right at daylight because it's so funny how these big fish, they want to eat it right at daylight, you know. It's nuts, but we'll see.
Came back with a little rare earth for you there. It's been a while.
That was good. Got me a little pumped up there. Like
40, 50-year-old music back in our day. It's still good. Still good.
And I watch some of these bands. These guys are still doing it, you know?
They are. Old rockers, man. They're still around. They live forever.
Like, how did Mick Jagger make it this long?
How about Keith Richards?
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, God almighty. Talk about abuse to your body, but that's good.
Bodies and minds through, and they're still around, buddy. That just tells you how much abuse the human body can take.
We're like cockroaches, you know. It's just like cockroaches. You can take a lot, you know. And I think fishing guys are some of the toughest of all. So I think of all these old fishing guys, what they've been through, and they're still around. It's pretty cool.
I'm telling you. Old shrimpers, crabbers, fishing guys.
Old shrimpers and crabbers. Man, it's nuts, the shrimpers. Now, you know, what I'm seeing, the shrimp is insane right now, the amount of shrimp they're catching. God almighty. And shrimp prices are super. I don't know what your shrimp prices, but they're super low here in Corpus.
Oh, they're terrible. These guys can't make no money right now.
I don't know how they're doing it. You know, buying those big old jumbo shrimp for $2.50 a pound. Like, what?
Yeah. Giving them away.
Yeah. But, you know, there's so much different in shrimp, too. You know, all my aunts and uncles were shrimpers. They live in the Guadalupe River. They shrimped out of sea drifts and all that. And there's a shrimp that are in San Antonio Bay that are different. The white shrimp in San Antonio Bay. Simply, my dad, I always ask my dad, well, what's so great about those shrimp? It's all about the bottom where they live. It's a real sandy bottom, not real mucky, and they are the sweetest, tastiest shrimp. They don't have a lot of vein in them. You know, they just, when you go to debait them, there's hardly anything there. And one of the guys has a bait stand here in Billings. We've known them for like three generations. Now they're on the grandkids, you know, so we've known them forever. Yeah. And in August, they'll get those big white shrimp before they go into the Gulf. And we'll get some for eating, and it's just a different shrimp altogether. You know, once they get in the Gulf, they're in that muck, and they put some chemicals on them to freeze them quick. They just taste different.
Yes.
But man, if you can get those sweet bay shrimp right now, those white bay shrimp, they're just unbelievable flavor. Man,
I'm with you. Shrimp out of the bay always tasted better to me.
I think so too. I mean, you know, of course, I remember in the old days where we'd buy a quart of shrimp, and if we didn't catch fish, we ate them, and they were just fine. You know, we boiled them, we did whatever we could, you know.
Right.
So I think shrimp were more expensive back then. I cannot believe the price on the shrimp.
Well, it's all the imports.
Government allowed
all those billions of pounds of imports, some kind of deal they worked out, and it just drove the price down, and it just, well, there again, we're killing American jobs, man.
Yeah, I never did get all that, you know. It's
I didn't either.
You know, all that stuff. And what about our guys, you know? God.
Yeah.
Well, families and generations and generations.
We don't care about our own guys anymore. I mean, take care of your people first.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly right. But, so, you know, I was listening to Hillman, those guys, in Plog. And so this time of year on your fishing, it really slows down a lot because of the heat, right?
Yeah, it changes things. You just have to go deeper to get them. You know, there's still some shoreline fish. You know how that is. I really believe this. There's like two species of trout, some that like to live deep and some that like to live shallow. And
that's funny. Yeah.
It's, you know, by this time of year, the shallow water schools have been depleted, you know, picked over pretty good. But to get the real good, fresh, big schools, you got to go deep and you got to have the weather to do it. I mean, in Galveston Bay, if you're fishing open water, you got a lot of fish out deep like that, you need the wind to be 10 or less to really target them and work them over the way you need to.
Once
it gets up about 13 to 15, it changes everything.
Mm-hmm. And that's what's so crazy about how much our fish moved last year from the heat. You know, our flats got so hot, they just moved to Mansfield. You know, and I'm just wondering if that's going to happen this year. I'm still seeing a lot of fish in the center of Bath and Bay and Center Reef and, you know, Black's Bluff, White's Bluff, all that. There's still plenty of fish out on the points. And I can always tell when those fish start moving to Mansfield because all those guys in the back that work in the Riviera will all be following them to the front. You'll see them in the cut. You'll see them in the mouth of the bay. This goes to show you that their fish in the back of Alazan have now moved.
I'm
not seeing those guys. I'm not seeing those guys, and they're still posting pictures of fish, you know, still catch them in the back. So hopefully that little rain shower we had, and of course the other day we had a little cloudy weather, that's going to help us. If we could just get some small little push of water out of the Gulf, like a little wave or something, not a hurricane, but maybe a little tropical wave or something to push some water back in our system, because we've got some low tides right now, man.
Yeah, our tides went real low, you know, on our big outgoing, you know, after that super moon and everything. It won't be long. We'll be in the fall equinox, and we'll be getting those bull tides back for the fall run.
I'm ready.
And some, you know, cooler and cleaner and more guff water into the system. That'll help a lot, too.
Yeah. I just pulled onto the beach right now, and it's rough. It's been windy all night.
Oh, man.
The wind's died, but it's a little choppy. That's okay. Sometime, you know, I catch them when it's a little bit rough like this. When it's too calm, it seems like the bite's shorter. Maybe this is a little bit of rough. I can get some mirror lures on and get down and get some mirror lures. I brought all kind of mirror lures with me today. And there's tons of yellowtails. Those yellowtails jumping, and you'll hook them on your topwater, those hard yellowtails.
That's something I don't see very much, you know, up here anymore is the yellowtails. It's kind of, you know, we used to catch a lot of them back in the day.
And we got them here, buddy, by the thousands, man. They just... When you walk out in the water, there's flying out of the water, there's greyhound out of the water. You know, yeah, just millions of them. And we've got just tons of glass mantle. Just, you know, when the skipjacks start blowing them out of the surf, I know you've seen that, we're just blowing them out of the surf. And we come up in the morning, and they're just blowing them out everywhere. And big jackfish are kind of on the third bar. You'll see those big jacks eating the mullet. And so our surf is, it's so funny it waited this long to come alive. You know, like, what's going on? You know, here it is. We should have had this fish going on for months, and we're just now getting some good surf fishing. It's strange stuff.
It's late. Everything's late.
Yeah, it is. It's okay. Better late than never.
I heard that.
Better late than never.
It's all right to be late. Just don't be too late.
Yeah, I know.
Don't miss it all.
You know, it's so funny because my fall's booking up real good, and the winter's booking up really good. So hopefully we'll get this election out of the way and everybody get busy. But boy, that's this election year has really shut down business for everybody, it seems like. You know, I don't know if it's, of course, the economy too, but just like all these restaurants on the island, Mickey, you know, we're shut down most of the restaurants simply because they can't afford to buy the food. They don't make enough money to buy the food to help and to serve it, so they're just shutting down the chicken place, the, you know, scuttlebutts. A lot of the big restaurants are shut down. They just can't afford to stay open.
Really?
It's unbelievable. Yeah, I just can't believe that, you know. So hopefully something will change here, because you got to go to Port Aransas to get a good, decent meal anymore. It's just it's horrible, you know.
Yeah, that's when I was down there, I noticed down on the island on your side, there wasn't much open.
There's not a lot.
We had to go into Corpus to eat.
Yeah, it's and you know, and here's Port Aransas just booming. You know, I don't get it. They got a lot more tourists than we do. It's crazy, but that's okay. You know, it's just the restaurant thing is really. Really gets me. Just can't believe all these people that have to go to Port Aransas to have a good seafood meal. You know, you got Snoopy's and Doc's, they're good, you know, on the intercoastal there. Then you got a couple other ones, but some of the big, like Scuttlebutt stuff, they've been shut down now for 2 or 3 years. They had a little fire, and after the fire, they decided not to open because the way that the economy and stuff was. So anyways, hope that'll change.
Well, I've noticed you do have a little more wind down there this morning. We do. You're 9 to 10, looks like, everywhere along the beach.
It looks like it's a straight east right here. It's getting daylight on the beach, and I'm headed down to meet that guys down there. I haven't got a text of a fish yet. That's really good. I hate when it dings, and you get the big picture of the pig. You know, you're not there. Like, oh, man.
Yeah, you're there.
I was going to throw that little bitty topwater this morning, but this wind, I might have to go back to something a little bit bigger because it's hard to throw that little bitty thing into the wind. Man.
Yeah, it is. Well, and it chopped up, too. You'll be able to silhouette a little more and get a little bigger target for them.
Yeah. Hey, Mickey, have you got any of that new leader line Osprey?
Nuh-uh.
Okay, I'm going to have that guy send you some. So, Lord, I'm got me hooked up with this guy. Judd's his name, and he sent me some in the mail today, and he sent me this letter, and he said, I fish with you at 1982, and I was 12 years old, and now he owns a line company, and he said he caught two big old stud trout with me. I said, that's great, man. So, but this lineup, you know, I think Jay was involved in or something with Jay. They've tested, but you talk about some good tying line.
Really?
Oh, my God.
Oh, cool.
Oh, man, it cinches up so nice. It's
you know, you're not, you know, the first one I've heard that from.
Yeah, well, I got it from Wyatt. You know, my neighbor gave me a spool of it.
Right.
And then I called Low Autumn and said, "Hey, man, call the guy. I'd like you to have them." And so I got them in the mail, and I fished it yesterday, and that was a great leader. It really held up, and it's got a good spring to it. I throw so hard, I've got to have a little cushion. I've got to have a little cushion on the end of my cast. I just pop it off. You know, I just I can't throw normal. I got to throw really hard. I don't know why.
You're a gunslinger. I'll vouch for that.
I don't know why, you know. I don't know why.
I'll vouch for that.
Anyway, that's why I don't have a shoulder left, but that's all right, man. Here's a guy pulling behind me, got three light bars on his truck. He got one on the front, one on the top, and one in the middle. And it's just like blinding me. It's like, what are you doing here, you know? It's crazy.
Well,
God almighty. Coming down behind me. He's passing me. He's passing me doing about 100 miles an hour down the beach. I'm going, oh, my God. He's going to hit a pothole in a minute. He's going to fly. It's crazy.
That wouldn't be good. That would hurt. Uh-oh. That'd be a little bit of an ouch. All right, buddy. Well, I'll let you get to it and do your thing, brother.
All right, Mickey. Hopefully I'll send you a picture in a little bit. And appreciate you having me on, Mickey.
Hey, always. I appreciate you taking my call every Saturday. It's
oh,
fun.
Heck yeah, man. It's part of my routine. I'm loving it, man.
Imagine that.
I appreciate you, buddy.
You and I talking fishing. Well, hey, throw them out a number. Somebody wants to come down there and hook up, brother.
Okay, Mickey. I'm in area code 361-949-0707. Appreciate you, Mickey. Thanks, man.
Cliff, always. See you, man. Good luck.
Later.
All right. That's Captain Cliff Webb down in Corpus Christi. Well, I need to take a moment to tell everyone about the Belleville Meat Market, located right in downtown Belleville. Short drive from Sealy off I-10 or Hempstead off 290. Go downtown, look for the big white sign, their processing facility and meat market right next door to one another. And if you're looking for great cuts of grade A beef, pork, and chicken, look no farther than the Belleville. They have a full menu of pecan smoked barbecue. They serve that Monday through Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. And check out their bulk pricing. That's always available on fresh ground beef and all their pecan smoked sausage. Homemade hamburger patties and hot dogs are available for all of your summer cookout needs. If you're looking for a quarter or a half calf to have processed, that's available for pre-order also. And their wild game processing facility, it's open all summer long. For your remaining needs on exotics or wild pigs, if you're not sure they'll process it, give Brandon a call. He'll hook you up. The Belleville celebrating over 42 years serving the greater Houston community. That's the Belleville Meat Market, where meat is our middle name. Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show, 5 or 6:36 here in the Bayou City. All right. Let's go talk to Captain Steve Hillman this morning, see what he's up to. Good morning, Steve. What's up, buddy?
Good morning. How's it going?
How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. Just talking to Jace for a couple of minutes about watching the Texans today, and I guess I'll probably play the starters for about a quarter or something. But
and how much is on today? We got Little League World Series. We got the Astros. We got college football kicking off. We got the Texans. I mean, get every TV in your house going.
I know it's going to be. I'm supposed to go mow today, and it's going to be hard. I'm about to hurry up.
Boy.
There's a lot of. I'd rather just sit on the couch all day, to be honest.
Well, from about 2 o'clock on, that's not a bad deal.
I know. It wasn't bad yesterday.
No, it really wasn't. Yesterday was quite pleasant, you know, for us. People up north wouldn't have liked it, but for us, it was a lot better.
Yeah, that little extra wind. It was not windy yesterday morning, but it was blowing hard enough to where I could not really even think about going where I'd gone the previous 2 days, or that general area anyway. And so we switched gears right out of the box. I just didn't want to take that chance. The wind, you know, we say it all the time, but the damn bite windows are so small, it seems. especially on, you know, when you get And I know folks listening probably think, oh my God, these guys talk about the same daggum thing every time I listen. But it's true. You know, we get on the backside of this moon, which we're 3-4 days backside of it. And that in itself narrows your bite window, just that alone. And then you get other little factors like the wind speed or the tide. You know, I talked about it yesterday. We really have to pay attention to all these little moving parts. So at any rate, I didn't even want to take the chance yesterday of going where I'd gone prior. So we made a long run, like a long run. And and I was beginning to wonder if there was even any fish in that one area. I hadn't been over there in a couple of weeks. And we made our first trip. I had my cousin Hugh Fork and then Todd Whitting. He's the U of H baseball coach. And then Chris Sizemore. Mm-hmm. Of course, all those guys have been fishing me for years. And we made our first drift. And nothing. Made another drift. No slicks. Just ladyfish everywhere you look. And I'm sitting there already thinking about, I mean, it's barely daylight, and I'm already thinking about what my next move's going to be. You know, how's that for confidence? But about our third drift, I think, Hugh sticks one about, 19 inches. And long story short, he caught 3 or 4. And I said, you know what, I used to put the hook out a bunch when our limits were different and we used to kill a whole bunch of stuff. I would put the hook out a lot. I'll be honest, I was telling somebody, I think I was telling James the other day, I don't anchor nearly as much as I used to, because if I have guys keeping fish, and these guys kept their fish yesterday, but if I have guys keeping fish, you know, you got 3 guys, that's 9 fish, and you know, why do I want to put the hook out and just sit there and poke holes in 30 fish for no reason? You know what I mean?
Sure.
So
I know.
Typically we just, you know, as everybody says, we get what we need, and then I move on.
Got what I needed. You know, I'm out of here, boys.
And then we relocate and go mix it up and do different things. Well, yesterday it wasn't like that. We had some wind, so we were drifting almost a mile an hour, and tide and the wind were going together, which is a horrible, horrible setup. But I went ahead and put the anchor out. I told him, I said, man, if you catch another one here, Hugh, I'm gonna put the anchor out on the next drift, because we're tired of watching you catch fish. And so I put the anchor out, and I was beginning to wonder, you know, sometimes you put that hook out, if you don't get it just right, it can be the kiss of death too. And a lot of times, with that hole slap, with that chop on the water, you know, as waves hitting the side of that whaler, it'll push those fish out away from you, and where you can't reach them, or they'll swim out in the mud or whatever. But it worked. I mean, we went to work on them pretty good. It was ended up being a really good bite, and but again, did not last long. It lasted maybe 30 minutes.
Dang.
And then we went from catching 16 to 20 inch trout to back to catching ladyfish and tiny trout, little trout.
Yeah.
No shortage of those everywhere. And you know, that area where we caught most of our fish yesterday, I had hit it a couple of times in the last month and really never caught hardly anything at all. And I think we still have, and it was way, way on the south end of the bay. I really think we still have some trout that are, whatever you call it, traversing back and forth between the beach and the bay. I think
right.
That's a constant. Because we always talk, we were talking about yesterday, we always talk about tide runners. And we talk about, in May, the tide runners will start coming in. But I don't think, it's not just one big shot in the arm of tide runners in a short period of time. I think there's this, if the salinity's right, and the currents are right, and everything's right, and you've got the bait supply and everything, you know, and I think that's kind of the driving force, really, is wherever the bait migrations are. I think we have these tide runners coming in all summer until the cool fronts start, because these fish are tide runners. I mean, they're crazy. When you hook them, you know the deal. They've got that.
Oh, you can tell. There's a difference.
Yeah, that real tight skin, that sleek look to them. Now, look, they're fat. They're healthy, but they're not. These weren't like resident fish. But anyway, we left there and I guess around 8:45 we started our redfish hunting mission. And it's been kind of working for me. A lot of days they're oversized, but I went back to an area where I'd caught some slots, I don't know, 3 or 4 days ago or something, and tied crankbaits on everybody, made sure everybody had good leaders tied on, and because we're fishing a lot of really, you know, sticky structure. Mm-hmm. I mean, really gnarly stuff. Matter of fact, I'm going to have to make a run today and restock on crankbaits and spinnerbaits because we donated quite a few of them the last 2 days, me included. But so I tied crankbaits on everybody, and those have been working a little bit better than spinners. And, man, we could not catch a red. We caught some beautiful trout on crankbaits. I mean, you know, we had one 22-inch trout. I mean, we had some, you know, for these days, for late August, real solid trout. But I guess around 12:30, we all decided we had enough, and I flicked mine out there one more time, and I was throwing a gold and silver crankbait. I don't even know what brand it is. And finally got thumped really good red and took me straight down into the structure and broke me off. And I'm like, yeah, let's go. But it was good. We ended up catching 18 real nice trout and probably 25 throwbacks. And that wasn't staying in any one spot. We fished like 4 different spots.
Yeah.
So night and day difference from that. Well, I guess it was last week. I had 2 or 3 pretty slow days, which really I was looking at my book this morning, and I've only had really 2 slow weeks the whole summer. What I consider slow, it's been consistent. You know, some days have been lights out, but overall it's been consistent, and that's really all you can ask for. And just going out there and having a nice steady, consistent bite every day, you know. But and the quality of fish this summer for sure is better, not just for me. I've seen other people what they're catching. I think overall quality of trout is better is better than it was last summer. And I had this guy the other day, this is hilarious. He said, man, you think that 3 trout going from 5 to 3 trout, are you seeing a difference? I'm like, dude, that was March 26th.
Yeah.
It was like 3 months ago or whatever it was.
I said, yeah, we only had about 4.5 months of this total. Yeah.
Yeah, whatever it was, yeah. It's funny how people process things.
I guess they think these trout grow super fast and they grow on trees, you know?
I know. Well, everybody's always looking for a reason for this and a reason for that. I used to think I knew a bunch. These fish have shown me just how stupid I really am most days. But yesterday they actually showed themselves. They slicked. We had rafts of mullet like I haven't seen in a long time. I sent you and Bob that one picture, that one raft of mullet. I mean, these things were just, it was like stuff you just don't see anymore.
Yeah.
Not everywhere, but
no, you don't see it like you used to. I mean, usually, you know, August, you knew where all the mullet in the bay. You know, the jackfish don't pull in here like they used to because of that.
Right. Yeah, we haven't seen a bunch of jacks this year, but I know where I have seen some rafts of mullet. You know, when I'm fishing west and a lot of times on purpose, like say I launch from Waterman's, I'll instead of coming home, if it's calm, I won't come home Stewart Road. I'll go ahead and just get on Blue Water Highway, you know, get on the seawall and come home that way just so I can look at the beach.
Yeah.
And I've seen some, and I have some buddies that fish the surf a bunch, and they've verified it. I've seen lots of rafts of mullet in the surf this summer. So I guess they still raft up there, but we don't see them in the bay like we used to. Not in the areas.
Our flats used to be covered with them. Well, even this time of year, you're all out through the wells and all the open reefs, you'd see them rafted up over the reefs too, you know. You don't see that like you used to.
Yeah, the reefs, the mullet used to outline the reefs for us.
Sure.
I mean, you didn't need a GPS or a sounder or anything. The mullet would show you where the reef was, or at least where the crest, where the high part of the reef was.
Yeah, they'd always be on the shallowest part of it.
Yeah, and then those cornrow guts there at Pigpen, I mean, we're going way back, but on the South Shoreline East, you know, at the pens, this is way before they put all those rocks in and all that. Remember the rafts of mullet?
You could walk
along
on
that shoreline.
Fat Rat, I mean,
all the way through Fat Rat,
flats,
and the North Shoreline.
North Shoreline, all of the East Shoreline, all of my west side over where I'm at. I mean, it just walls and walls of them.
Yeah. But it was somewhat reminiscent of those days yesterday for about 5 minutes. But no, there was some good trout, and that's the thing. We see those rafts. There's always a few good trout swimming right underneath them, and that's where we caught some of those better trout on. Not trying to catch trout, actually, at that point. We're trying to catch reds, but they were slamming those crankbaits, man. I think I caught three or four on that silver one I was throwing. I never throw that crankbait. I like those crawfish pattern or red and orange ones, but we broke off. We only had three of those left, broke off the rest of them.
Dang.
So, yeah, I'm probably going to spend about $150 on crankbaits today.
Yeah, they ain't cheap.
No. I need to order some more stuff from Bass Assassin, too. I'm running low on everything right now. Get restocked.
That means you're catching fish.
Yeah. Well, I'll have time to restock now in the next week or so. But I'm going to play some orders. Get ready for the big fall run, man. I think it'll be a good fall. I really do. And
yeah,
that's
what James was saying earlier, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, he said the same thing.
Yeah, I hadn't.
I mean, what fall isn't good? Well, we've seen some puny ones here of late, but, I mean, seriously, that's fall and winter. That's what I live for.
You're exactly right. I mean, even in real lean years when our trout populations are not outstanding, and I'm not saying our freaking trout populations are through the moon. I'm not saying that.
These days, you know, with the cult, you know, the, well, it's just everybody's, you know,
but what
happened, lowered the bar somewhat, you know.
Yeah, but you know, in the fall and winter, what you do have, excuse me, what you do have in the system, it all tightens up with when the fronts start rolling through and the water temp starts dropping and the white shrimp start migrating and all the bait bunches up and starts gravitating towards the bio mouths and the river mouths and all that stuff. The fish are right there with them.
Well, patterns become way more consistent, you know.
Predictable.
You
exactly. Exactly. But, and it's, we look forward to it every year. And we were talking about it the other day. I think it was, I think I had Matt Bird and Darren Hittle with me a couple days ago. And I was telling them, they fish here with me and they fish Matagorda with me. And they have some trips booked here in a couple months in Matagorda. And I was telling them, I say a lot of things to customers I shouldn't say, but it was hot and it was real calm. And I said, man, I'm so damn tired of this pattern. I said, I can handle the heat. The heat doesn't bother me. I grew up working outside. I don't care about the heat. I said, I'm just tired of looking at the same water all summer. And, you know, right when we're sick and tired of the pattern that we're in, Mother Nature changes it for us. And we get something brand new to look at and something brand new to do. It's funny how that works. Like right when you're ready to just hang it up, everything changes and it kind of rejuvenates you and you're having fun again. But I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to those cold fronts. So.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah, man. But no, everything was different yesterday. Same colors on the worms.
Right.
Almost everything yesterday on lime trees, Bass Assassin. It's just straight lime trees.
Imagine
and,
that.
Didn't matter. Lime trees. Yeah, it's that color when that water gets green like it was yesterday. It just in this bay where that sun's out, you just can't beat it.
You can't. Well, get your mowing done early today because that Little League World Series, the boys from Bernie, Texas, will be playing at 3 p.m. on ABC 13 after the Texans game. So
okay. Yeah, I watched a little bit of it.
I hope those kids pull it off, man. That'd be so awesome.
Hey, they have little girls playing in there, too? Because I could have sworn I saw a girl.
I saw one on the Australia team, and now I'm not real sure. I've seen one.
It was either a girl or a little boy with really long hair.
Oh, the catcher?
I don't remember.
He was a catcher I think he's a boy. But he's got real, real long. That was for Hawaii, I think.
Okay, it's braided in the back or something.
No, that was the first baseman that had the braids.
Okay, I don't remember.
You know, I think there was three or four long ones coming down the down his back. I think that was a dude too.
Okay.
just saying.
Times have changed.
Yeah, we're dinosaurs, man.
Yeah, no kidding.
All right, Steve. Well, hey, buddy, if somebody wants to call you about hooking up with you and fishing Galveston Bay, how do they get a hold of you? Give them some info, man.
Yeah, man, I appreciate it. 409-256-7937.
All right, buddy. Well, Steve, have a good day. Get your work done before it gets hot.
All right, Mickey, thanks for everything, brother.
Hey,
I appreciate
it. Hey, thank you, man. Appreciate all your knowledge. We'll see you, dog.
All right, man.
Later. All right, that's Captain Steve Hillman in Galveston. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today's show. We'll be back in the morning bright and early, 4 a.m., right here at Sports Radio 610, KILT Houston.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.